I just sought out, all the, positive things that I could, could draw from previous years, from, from the good things that have happened in my career. And that's what I went after is, positive motivations, things that I could really, carry forward. All the negativity, all the things, missed kicks, things like that, just erase them from my mind and move forward. So, that was my biggest thing last off season was just, I really evaluated, I guess a year ago and made sure that I had goals set in place that I really wanted to achieve. I think my thing that, I talked to my wife a lot and talked to my dad was a, big influence and just, had conversations with him and tried to just reach out to people that I knew I could trust and have good conversations with. And, I think my biggest thing was after that 2011 season, I was trying to recreate, that season again, and we can't recreate, things. It was like, we talked this year occasionally about, does this feel like 2010? And it's not, you can't replay a, a year. You can't try to just recreate those moments. They're, each year is different. Everything is a little bit different. So that's what I think I did a good job of last year was just kind of started fresh and said, okay, here are my goals. Here's what I'm going to set forth to do for this season. Through the off season into training camp and then starting the season, and I was able to implement all those and really carry that forward through a long season and a tough season with a lot of adversity here.
We always hear competition makes guys better in training camp. Do you think that had any impact on you in this regard?
It was definitely a positive. There's nothing negative about that, and I think it drove me to compete with myself even more, compete with what I felt like I needed to do and go out and just really battle every day. I know, I did that throughout the whole season. No one was standing next to me, but I made sure when I went out to practice, whenever I was on the field, I was competing. I was really focused in on being my best and going out and performing every time. And I think I did a really good job with that throughout the season. In practice even was really having that not necessarily high or low emotions, but being passionate about it and having a little intensity and making sure that every time I take the field, I need to execute and have quality reps.
I'm sure you have trips planned for the off season, but one should be to Vegas, right? The way you gambled on the contract and came up winner, right?
Yeah,
you might have some good luck running in your veins.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to be able to kind of have that the faith with the organization and go and lower the number there to start, and then the ability, the fact that they gave me the ability to earn it all back was a lot of respect there on both sides, I feel like, and I was happy. The main thing is I kicked 89%, so I made my kicks, and so it was a lot of positives, and and then I was able to earn every penny back of the contract that I had signed a few years ago.
Maybe and then some.
What's that?
Maybe and then some.
Yeah, yeah.
You should add some on after that.
Yeah, unfortunately that doesn't happen. Yeah.
You're set for next year too, then?
Yeah, my contract's still still the same. The last 2 years on it here, and plan on being back and just working hard this offseason.